holler it.
Good. All right, 6 o'clock. Please stand for a moment of silence, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Molly?
Dr. Good?
Present.
Mr. Hershberger?
Here.
Ms. Rohr?
Here.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Present.
Mrs. Fenn?
Present.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve February 10th, 2020 agenda? Corrections, additions, and deletions?
So moved.
I'll second.
Here.
Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Ms. Rohr?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yes.
Thanks. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the January 6, 2020 organizational meeting and the January 13, 2020 regular meeting?
Here.
Second?
Here.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger?
Here.
Ms. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
There's no need for executive session
yep.
up front. Thank you. Okay, moving into student recognition and introduction of guests.
First of all, I'd like to introduce Mr. Nate Samples. He's in the back row. I'm going to ask Nate to stand up. He is recently hired by the Doylestown PD and will be our SRO in the building. He lives here in town. We stole him from Barberton, correct?
Yes, sir.
I heard they were upset.
Mildly.
Yes.
Not that I heard directly from the chief, but I'm not driving through Barberton anytime in the near future. And neither is Chief Tester. They're like that. But we'd like to welcome you and come back in. He starts with full-time Monday?
Yesterday?
Today. That's right, today. We start today, and he'll attend all of our board meetings.
Thank
you.
Yay,
welcome.
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 I would also like to introduce Mrs. Shauna Knight, our choir director. We have two students that they got recognized as being all-county actresses? Okay.
Yes.
Can you give me a little bit?
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, I'd love to hear a little more.
Okay, so we've revived our one-act program the last 2 years. It was on hiatus for the last 8 years before that. In the last 2 years, we've received superior ratings both times. This takes place at Dalton High School, and they prepare a one-act, and usually the one-act, they only take one all-county person from each school. It's kind of like our MVP. So this year, they actually took two, and one of our MVP actors is Brandon Peake. He is sitting right here. He played the guy at our one-act play, and Celia Johnson, who hasn't named it yet, she was our they usually only take one. They took two this time because they just felt that they were so awesome.
Fantastic.
Yay, congratulations.
Well, Brandon, since you're an actor and you love impromptus, who's stand up. Who's with you?
This is my mother, Stephanie Benenfee.
Hello. Good.
So what was the most exciting thing about?
It's the feeling when that the curtain opens and you're just sitting there waiting for that thing to fully go and waiting for the lights to come up. It's like going up a roller coaster because you don't know when it's exactly going to fall and you don't know when those lights are going to come up. And it's just the gut feel.
Well, fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate you
coming. I was told Celia is going to be here. I'm not sure if she got lost, running late, or maybe had met with an agent. So if she does happen to come in, we'll recognize Celia. We're going to have a break here where we're going to get everybody some cookies and punch. We'll start doing this and start expanding our recognition. But I would like to get a picture for our website, if that is okay, up here with you and the board.
All right.
Take his picture. Brandon, take his picture.
In a couple minutes, okay? We have one more thing to do for public participation. Yep, participation, and we'll move on to that. Thank you.
Okay. Any public participation?
My name is Julia Kaur. I live at TV in Calipat, and I just wanted to congratulate the drama department because the one-act play was hilarious. The junior high was, I thought, very touching because it had to do with bullying. If you read between the lines, they didn't smack in the face with it, but it was very appropriate for that age group. And the high school was just hilarious. Of course, I'm biased. It's my granddaughter. But it was just very, very good. And it was a super entertaining night for those of us that were there. And I was surprised at how many people were there on a weeknight, for a one-night play. And I apologize. I did talk to her like 15 minutes ago.
So can you answer the question? Is she with an agent?
No, she's another person. That's another 3 years ago.
Okay, thank you.
It was a very, very nice evening and very, very talented young people.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Mr. DeAngelis, can I just give a shout out to my daughter and the rest of the 7th grade girls basketball team that won conference over in Dalton early on a Saturday morning in the third time they went into overtime with Smithville for the season. She will not forgive me if I don't give them a shout out because she always reminds me I need to do more of that. So they finished an undefeated season. They had a great year. Girls had a lot of fun. Megan Story did an absolute awesome job with them. So they had a great season. And I think we should invite them to next month's meeting to honor them as well. Their parents will all show up for pictures, I guarantee it.
One step ahead.
I'm with you.
Yay.
Thank you.
Good job there, young man.
All right. On the doctor's report, I'll go first this time. We'll go back around the room. One, if you paid attention to legislation, and I will forward another one tonight or first thing tomorrow morning, but EdChoice got moved back 60 days by the state legislators. They took a bad piece of legislation and have delayed it another 60 days to figure out how they can fix bad legislation with new legislation that's not as bad, but try to keep everybody happy. With the kicker being, we'll get to Celia here in a second, the kicker being is the argument regarding EdChoice is people prepared to spend that money, but the argument that schools had no idea how much they were going to lose seems to get lost in that shuffle. In other areas. So it got moved back for 60 days, and it is a very strong letter writing campaign going both ways as to why it should stay and why it should go with that. But it does have a huge impact on public schools, as I stated before. If you got your board packet, you can see our Business Advisory Council met. One of the biggest pieces in that very long packet from the Business Advisory Council is the manufacturing mentoring program. They're working very hard on that within Wayne County, and it's something that I'm paying very close attention to, that if we would have kids that would have an interest in that piece. Speaking with Mr. Rodriguez, the number of students that work or want adjusted schedules at the high school is increasing. We're into double figures now, where it used to be maybe one or two a year. We have quite a few kids that want to work, go to school part-time, work part-time, or have their work be part of their schoolwork, and it is a growing number. So it is something that we're going to pay extremely close attention to with that piece. ODOT, yes, we are hosting the meeting Thursday at the high school cafeteria. Meeting starts, and I lost what time? 6 to 8. It's an open house format. Just because the high school cafeteria is the host place does not mean that we delivered all of this. I've gotten numerous phone calls wanting to know why I am changing Route 21. I have nothing to do with this. I actually know that Chief Tester has more information than I do, but I have not changed anything. I will be at the meeting to find out. I did call ODOT And they did call me back right away to explain the changes that were happening, and they were different than what they told the mayor. So when the mayor and I met, we had two different versions of what was taking place out there. My understanding is you will not be able to make a left turn on Clinton Road and head north on 21. It'll be a right turn only, and I believe there's two different places they're talking about, but you may go all the way down to the Stark County line before they do the turnaround and bring you back up to turn on Critton. I believe you're only going to be able to make right turns all the way through. Even at Edwards and Eastern, where they have traffic lights that let you shoot back and forth, my understanding of this is what I have in my hand is everything will be a right turn only. You either turn right turn and head south and make a U-turn and come back, or you'll take a right turn and head north and make a U-turn and come back. That's what they're going to explain. It will impact our buses because we use the traffic lights to get back across 21. We did not want to be pulling into any our intersection. So that will impact our buses and our pickups and what we do back there. So with that, it could potentially change routes, and so it has an impact on us.
Are you going to be able to go straight at Clinton in 21?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
They talked about that
right
before.
Right turn only.
Yeah.
Whichever way Clinton brings you to 21, it'll be a right turn north or a right turn south with a U-turn to bring it back. So I believe the terminology they use was a Michigan U. I liken it more down south. When somebody likes to visit Florida, you go to a certain intersection and you U-turn to come back, you can't ever shoot across. So that is supposed to be explained, you know, at the meeting. But I asked what I know. I got a letter, I got invited, and I agreed to host the meeting. That's as far as I have with that information. The last thing that I have is we've talked about OSBA and NEOLA. At this point in time, the cost of NEOLA, I don't think it's just a good time to make a switch.
Yeah.
We'll do another year, stay with OSBA in terms of our policy updates and policy corrections, and continue to use OSBA. Though we were a member of NEOLA back in the early 2000s, it would still be a $25,000 price tag to switch over. At that point in time, and with all the things that are going on in the district, I just didn't think the timing was right. From there, we'll go to our director's reports, and Mrs. Sizemore is up first.
Before we do that, Ms. Knight?
Oh.
Cecilia's here.
Cecilia came in.
You want to introduce your guest?
Our other student who is all county cast is Celia Johnson.
Please stand.
Stand up. We don't have a spotlight put on you, but stand up.
Since you're an actress, you'll be very good at these impromptus. What did you do in the one-act play?
Oh, I can't picture you like that.
Must have done extremely well to be all county. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is I. Good catch.
Just a quick update on what we're starting into and looking at. And hopefully the weather is breaking and we're done with the snow come Thursday, and we don't have to think about it anymore after that. This summer, I've got a couple of companies coming back out to refresh crack ceiling. And this parking lot, we need to get a track set so we don't lose it any further, along with looking at repaving or repairing Hazel Harvey's parking lot. I have an appointment with Kevin with kids here, though, or have an appointment with kids here in the library to discuss the light poles at the stadium and the rework of the electrical boxes there. They just need some updating and some reworking. I had two gentlemen in to discuss scans on our roofs to see what state our roofs are in here at CIS, along with Hazel Harvey. We were actually up on both roofs with both companies. Hazel Harvey is a candidate for being able to recondition the roof. We're going to come back and bounce around some numbers so I have some more information to pass on to you. The scoreboard at the baseball field should be installed next week. I was actually on the phone with them last week and confirmed it again today. They should be there. And the trees that are along the tennis court will come down sometime between now and spring break.
And we left a big tree out front this morning. It came down over the weekend with the ice and the snow, and it is gone. So, any questions?
Thank you.
I got one question. In the news, I've been seeing a lot, and not with our schools, but about cars illegally passing buses. Do we have cameras that can see the outside of our buses? Do we have a lot of cars passing our buses? Or are we looking at...
Am I going to say we have a lot? No. Does it happen every week? Yes.
Okay.
But more often than not, there are cars that are passing, coming at the bus, going this way. Occasionally, I get one that goes behind. I can see the car pass from the cameras that are inside the bus. I cannot get a license plate number. We were fortunate enough with one that just happened recently that he was nice enough to put his piece of sign on the top of the car.
Sweet.
So we were able to figure that one out, and that one got dealt with through the sheriff's department. Taught my drivers, if they can grab the license plate number, yell it out to me, because I'm just going to go back to the camera, pull the license plate off, and we've got it secured. And you can actually usually see the car break the plane. You can see the lights out on the bus. So can I actually see the car from outside the bus? No, but I can see the car break the plane from inside the bus. And it is a serious problem in the state of Ohio. It's a serious problem everywhere,
right. Not
just the state of Ohio.
Right.
But the police department, sheriff's department will issue a ticket if we do the paper.
Have we looked at any kind of fixes or any kind of solutions? I mean, the last thing I want to do is hear about a kid getting peeled by a car. So,
the last thing anybody wants to hear.
Right.
They're like that. But outside of, go ahead, I know you have a sore knee, but I know you used the beginning of the year, you have a couple, you say several. I've listened to the buses every morning. That's the only one I've heard of in 2 months.
Right. Some of them come back in and jump radio across the radio.
Okay, but they're like that, but they're on that piece. But no, we have not looked at putting outside cameras on.
Okay.
At this point, I haven't investigated into that at all. We just literally got cameras on the buses inside this past year, and I got that through a grant. Chrissy?
I just have a couple things. I was afraid our numbers would go way down in January because sickness, lots of kids out, and when I put my numbers in, we actually made a lot of money, and
yay.
Our paid kids have gone up like 1,900 in January, full paid kids, which I thought was incredible, and that was for lunch, and for breakfast was 330 kids through the month, so I think that shows a lot. Just from what we got back in the government, so far this year it's 18,000 more than last year, so I was really happy about that. I'm looking into maintenance plans for all of our new equipment, our freezers, the big ones. The small stuff, the people came and showed us how to clean them with vacuum cleaners, which we do at like on East of Chicago days, stuff like that. We do all the cleaning of dishwashers, everything, check everything. But we have to have a company come in and check the freons and all the outside work. So we're going to have somebody come in and do a schedule for all that stuff. And then our inventories of all our equipment and all that, we got to figure out these years, not at the new high school. And here, we are slowly replacing everything because everything here is dying. So everything here is pretty much new and at the high school, but Hayes Harbor is like really, really old. So we're trying to try and get everything pinpointed into how quick it's all going to die on us. But here at CIS, the walk-in cooler is all brand new. Dishwasher's new, we got brand new stove. So everything here has slowly, since I started, is all new. So we want to maintain everything and keep everything like we do cars. Because everybody knows I know my cars, keep everything maintained, it's going to last us a long time. So I kind of want to get on a schedule with someone getting up and top and checking all my freons, all that stuff. So I'm kind of working on that. And I kind of want to get working on taking pictures of our lunches, because some of the stuff that we're doing this year is really exciting with all the new DOD, the fresh fruits and vegetables are incredible. These salad bars that these guys are putting on, And I want parents to see it, because I think if parents see what their kids are getting for $2.75, they're going to buy it. I mean, you're getting like a whole salad bar with your lunch, plus like a Philly steak sandwich, french fries for $2.75. I don't know why parents aren't buying. I can see why a lot more kids are buying lunch this year, but the numbers are going up. But I think the parents that aren't buying, if they see the pictures, so I'm hoping that with the new tech boy we have for computers, we can get a lot of pictures online and show a lot of different things. So, well, he is. But anyway, we can get some pictures and stuff online. That's something that I was kind of hoping to get a website set up so that parents can actually see what the kids are offered for lunch, because there's, and breakfast has gone up so much, but they're offering a lot of great sandwiches and different things, which our teachers are buying a lot of at the high school. They just absolutely love the biscuits and all kinds of things. So a lot of great new things are coming out. So
thanks.
Great, thank you.
Mrs. Dana Miller.
Looking over to make sure that those are the books that they want, and then once they approve
approve that, then we'll get that submitted for them. And then I researched the Comprehensive State Literacy Grant. You do not qualify for this grant because you're not a high needs school district. You don't have that 50% of the high needs. It goes along, so.
Thank you.
Now, if you read in the trading post, Katie, our bruiser, is our trained expert on restraint training. She'll be trained in the district, and just kind of, she's going to give you an update as to when's that going to take place and everything that she went through.
So I went to a week-long training, all for that nonviolence crisis intervention program. And that's just something that we'll start to implement within our school district. We had previously some teachers trained, but we were out of compliance at this point. So I went to that training, so now I can train, and that will happen this Friday. All of our intervention specialists within the district. And then I also picked both of our gym teachers. They will also be trained in this as well. Since Mr. Egley is a floating teacher, he goes to two different buildings. And then Mr. Conyers is down lower, so he's kind of by himself. So I thought that that would be a good teacher as well to get trained. So we have 15 teachers getting trained on Friday, and it's a hybrid type training. So this week they will do some of the modules online on their own. And then on Friday, we will complete the modules, and then we will also then work on the nonviolent and the different holds as well. So that'll take the entire day to do complete that training. And then every 6 months, they will get some type of refresher. And then I hope to this summer as well to train all of our educational aides as well as the admin team, so that we have a lot of our district team created, and then as well as every 6 months they'll be trained. So training will continually happen. And then next week our alternative assessment starts as well, and that's our assessment that is for our students with the most significant needs. So that starts, and that's about a 5-week window. So they will be testing and getting that done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Olinger.
Hi. I just wanted to give you guys a couple updates. We, our music education right now, Mrs. Madonna had worked really hard over the summer and wanted to implement ukuleles into the classroom. She wrote a couple grants to, Walmart, Sam's Club has different types of grants, and she unfortunately wasn't hearing back from them, so she reached out to our PTO, and our PTO bought the classroom 30 ukuleles. So in the past couple weeks they have created their own picks with felt and glue and water in class, and have started playing, and it's been fantastic. The kids are super excited. She's reached out to Home Depot. Home Depot is really good about donating supplies just to create stands to hold them. And Mr. Agley is wonderful at building, and he is going to help build the stands for us to store the ukuleles safely. So right now we have 30 ukuleles that both the fifth and sixth grade classes that are currently in general music have started to play, and they sound amazing. It's a little easier to listen to than the recorders. The recorders are also wonderful. And then we have, in the past month, we've had some fantastic student participation. We had Andrew Yeager, who competed in the spelling bee, and you're going to hear more about some of the older kids too, that ended up in Worcester on January 28th, and out of the group that was there, he placed 11th. He doesn't move on, but for being a sixth grader and younger in that group, he did fantastic, and I'm certain that as he continues in the next couple years, he will continue to do well in the spelling bee. He missed in the definition area, which I wasn't aware is an area in the spelling bee where you're giving the definition of some of the words. So he did very well. And we hosted the geography bee here, which is for fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. We have 10 students who can participate, so four sixth graders, four fifth graders, and two fourth graders. They did a fantastic job. We had a lot of students. There's an app you can study from. They were really studying and trying hard. We had Kane Bishop placed first. He's a sixth grader. Cooper Leach placed second, and James Goodrich placed third.
Kane, last week, Kane took the online test. That's the next step of this process, and we'll get his results back at the beginning of March to see if he moves on to some of the state competition for the geography piece. So we're super excited about that. He was, it was a 60-minute test, and it was 75 questions, and he was on like a half hour, so it was easy. So I really hope he sincerely studied very, very hard for it. So I'm very excited to see how well he did.
We're going to have Kane here with the 7th grade girls basketball team in March.
Yep.
Playing where they're going. Mr. Marshall.
As Jamie just said, we also had two young men in the B down in Worcester. One of our young 7th graders, the two guys were Gavin Lepley and Hunter Sen. Gavin Lepley took third and moved on to the next step in Akron.
Oh, cool.
We'll move on there. Our middle school Power of the Pet competed last Saturday at Ashland Middle School. Ashley Starkey finished second overall and Callie Miller 10th. The 7th grade team finished second out of 19 teams.
Oh my gosh.
They don't have the numbers to how many will go on to the next level, but roughly half. But a lot of those 7th graders will. On the 8th grade side, Kara Kaminsky took third overall. Those are results we have at this time. I think they come in, a lot of them come in later. The middle school and high school drone teams will have the first competition this Wednesday in Columbus. Mr. Lepley and Mr. Gosser, coach those teams, taking them down there this Wednesday. We've seen them, they're really cool, just little, tiny little drones, and all of a sudden you'll see them, just this thing zip up and down the hallway. As Dr. Good said, the 7th grade Lady Chips are the champions. They won this Saturday morning over Smithville, undefeated season, which is pretty awesome. There's some pretty good teams at the 7th grade level. Middle school boys, 7th and 8th grade, and 8th grade girls also finished up this past week. They didn't obviously make it to the championship level, but a lot of progress was shown by all those teams. The middle school wrestling team finished as runner-up in the WCAL. The real reason they finished runner-up because they had a couple weight classes that weren't filled. They did have 7 league champions. Alba Moreno, Gabby Garten, Nate Phelan, Sam Pettit, Neil Miller, Tyler Lauer, and Aaron Reese all were league champions in their weight class. Let's see, varsity girls team will open up district play on the 22nd at home. They were the 3rd seed in the Western Division III district. Boys will also open up at home against Orville on the 25th, which is a Tuesday. They are the 8th seed, they'll play Orville.
Been a home game.
Varsity wrestlers compete this Saturday at Smithville in the WCAL tournament.
Thank you. So that's our reports. Celia and Ben, don't run out of here. We'd like to get a picture, if that's okay, to put on the website with the board president. So after that, before they get cookies, Chrissy's going to get that stuff ready. Muffins? No cookies?
No cookies.
What, have you burned them?
No.
Okay.
They dried up.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Anything with the important dates?
No, not that I have.
So work session February 24th and regular meeting March 9th. We'll do this approval in a voice call. So all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Thank you. I think we're officially 7-minute recess.
Yes, 7-minute recess.
Thank you.
So after we get our pictures and after you get your muffins and what have you, it's a good time to sneak out if you don't want to stick around for the rest of the meeting. Unless you really want to hear all the statistics from the treasurer.
Well, I love the maintenance idea.
That's Molly. What I said.
Molly, as you took a bite.
What am I saying?
Treasurer's consent agenda.
Treasurer's, what am I saying? What
do you want me to read all that?
Yeah.
So I'm reading all that?
I mean, I can usually go over that stuff.
You want to just...
Well, it's not a report. It's just my consent agenda. But I can read it if you want me to read it.
All right, this is Treasurer's consent agenda. This will all be approved under one vote. I have approval, the return on advances for fiscal year 19, $5,771.59 from the general fund, $60,419.81 from the general fund. We have a recommendation to adopt the resolution to accept the amounts and rates as determined by the County Budget Commission in authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the Wayne County Auditor. And three, approval to accept donation of $496.25 from the Wayne County Retired Teachers Association Fund to be put towards purchasing supplies and replacement materials for the robotics classes at Chippewa Junior Senior High. Do I have a motion?
Here.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Rohr?
Yes.
Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yeah.
All right, moving into the superintendent's consent agenda.
I have listed there the following hires. Jody Utter as an EL tutor. Should be 5 to 8 hours a week. And then these should be retro back to January 14th, when she's actually started working for us. Stephanie Casto and Christine Youngblood are going to be working as substitutes in the district.
Okay.
The overnight camp that is listed there. The Ohio Thespian State Conference that you see. Sean will be taking kids down from her class. We don't have an actual club as of yet. We're going to go through the process of becoming a club. No school days are missed, but they will be staying overnight. And you're going to be with them, right?
Yes.
And? Camp Newhoff, that's a normal sixth grade trip, correct? Don't you enjoy that in the mud? It's fantastic. And as I mentioned before, the OSBA.
Okay. We have three things to approve on this motion. Approve the following hires, approve the overnight camp, and approval for the OSBA service agreement contract for 1 year for our policies, the amount of $900. Do I have a motion?
Here.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Can I have discussion quick? On my initial agenda, we have a D. Are we not doing D?
It has to be a separate
vote.
It's
a separate vote.
It's pulled out.
Okay.
It's still there.
Thank you.
Okay, Molly?
Ms. Rohr?
Yes.
Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Okay. Our next, we have the approval of the resignation of Melinda Hershberger, cafeteria worker, effective February 14, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Here.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Ms. Rohr?
Yes.
Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mr. Hershberger?
Am I allowed to vote on that? It's a resignation. I agree.
Abstaining?
Abstain.
You're abstaining?
I abstain.
Yep. Okay, no new business, correct?
I have no new business.
And no items discussions we received?
Actually, one came up. Mr. Hershberger brought up cameras on the outside of the buses. Is that, I've never investigated them. I mean, that is...
I would like to see somebody look into some pricing. I mean, I get that it's going to be expensive to do all the buses, but we got some buses that hit some pretty heavy routes, like major routes. I would like to see some pricing on whatever bus route Mrs. Sizemore seems fit. I mean, it's her department, but I just want to check into it and make sure we can do whatever we can do to make the kids safe.
So have you looked into this, Jay?
Huh?
Have you looked into this or no?
No,
okay.
I try not to micromanage, so that's why I'm bringing it up here.
No, I was just curious if you looked at some of the data and see if it showed,
Anybody,
the occurrences, but...
Well, no, I don't know what our occurrences are. I'm just talking because I see the news and...
Sure.
You know, you see all the videos of the kids getting jerked back on the bus and cars going flying by.
So then Todd will either... next steps would be look into it and then come back with your reports.
I'll investigate it. Put it on my report.
If you want me to, I can, but I didn't think...
I didn't know if you had...
No, I was just interested.
If you had experience with it, was the whole thing. You brought it up, but I didn't know if you had experience with it.
Just from watching the news.
Got it.
Okay. I move to go into executive session. Do I have a second?
Second.
For the following reasons, pursuant of Ohio Revised Code 121.22, collective bargaining matters, and certain personnel matters. And I have 6:50.
There will not be any action afterwards.
So, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Do we need a roll call?
Do we need a vote for that?
What?
We need a vote.
Yep.
Oh, you need to go into
it. I'm sorry, I skipped the vote. Thanks, Curtis.
That's okay. Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes.
Ms. Fenn.
Yes.
Dr. Good.
Yay.
Mr. Hirschberger.
Yeah.
Ms. Rohr.
Yes.
Good catch.
7:21.
Okay. Meeting reconvened at 7:21. Molly?
Mr. Hirschberger.
Here.
Ms. Rohr.
Here.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Here.
Ms. Fenn.
Present.
Dr. Good.
Still here.
Still here.
You have a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn.
Second.
Motion.
Yep. Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed, same time.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. There was that fast enough.